I stood in front of the door of Mike's room and knocked. There was no answer. I tried the knob and it opened. Inside, the room was in great disorder. All the bags were opened and clothing was strewn around. There were empty bottles beside the bed. Mike lay on the bed looking like a death mask of himself. He opened his eyes and looked at me.
"Hello, Jake," he said very slowly. "I'm getting a little sleep. I've wanted a little sleep for a long time. Let me cover you over." "No, I'm quite warm. Don't go. I haven't gotten to sleep yet." "You'll sleep, Mike. Don't worry, boy." "Brett's got a bullfighter," Mike said. "But our Jew has gone away." He turned his head and looked at me. "Damned good thing, what?"
"Yes, now go to sleep, Mike.
You ought to get some sleep." "I'm just starting. I'm going to get a little sleep."
He shut his eyes. I went out of the room and turned the door to quietly. Bill was in my room, reading the paper. "See, Mike?"
"Yes."
"Let's go and eat."
"I won't eat downstairs with that German head waiter. He was damn snotty when I was getting Mike upstairs."
"He was snotty to us, too."
"Let's go out and eat in the town."
We went down the stairs. On the stairs we passed a girl coming up with a covered tray.
"There goes Brett's lunch," Bill said.
"And the kids," I said. Outside on the terrace under the arcade, the German head waiter came up. His red cheeks were shiny. He was being polite.
"I have a table for two for you, gentlemen," he said.
"Go sit at it," Bill said.
We went on out across the street. We ate at a restaurant in a side street off the square. They were all men eating in the restaurant. It was full of smoke and drinking and singing. The food was good, and so was the wine. We did not talk much. Afterward, we went to the cafe and watched the fiesta come to the boiling point. Brett came over soon after lunch. She said she had looked in the room and that Mike was asleep. When the fiesta boiled over and toward the bull ring, we went with the crowd. Brett sat at the ringside between Bill and me. Directly below us was the callejón, the passageway between the stands and the red fence of the barrera. Behind us, the concrete stands filled solidly. Out in front, beyond the red fence, the sand of the ring was smooth-rolled and yellow. It looked a little heavy from the rain, but it was dry in the sun and firm and smooth. The sword handlers and bullring servants came down the callejón, carrying on their shoulders the wicker baskets of fighting capes and muletas. They were bloodstained and compactly folded and packed in the baskets. The sword handlers opened the heavy leather sword cases so the red-wrapped hilts of the sheaf of swords showed as the leather case leaned against the fence. They unfolded the dark-stained red flannel of the muletas and fixed batons in them to spread the stuff and give the matador something to hold. Brett watched it all. She was absorbed in the professional details. "He's his name, stenciled on all the capes and muletas," she said.
"Why do they call them muletas?"
"I don't know."
"I wonder if they ever loaned them."
"I don't think so. It might spoil the color."
"The blood must stiffen them," Bill said.
"Funny," Brett said, "how one doesn't mind the blood."